All right. Hi, everyone. My name is Prashant Chaudhary. I'm a PM on the Q&A Maker team, part of Bing, based out of Hyderabad. So I met one gentleman who uses Q&A Maker. How many of you have heard of Q&A Maker before? Oh, there's one more, a few more. Great. So what I'm going to talk to you guys today is about the journey, right? Basically, why we came up with this tool, right? What problem it solves, and how we see it evolving in the future, right? And that's pretty much what the slides are about. Then I'll jump to some demos about some new features we are doing. So here's the story of Q&A Maker, right? So last year, this time, Microsoft had a hackathon on bots, and we are all building bots. So me and my team, we built some scenarios in bots, but one thing that we realized quite quickly is that actually building a bot and lighting it up is actually pretty straightforward. What was really painful is actually seeding the bot with data, right? And the funny enough, most of the times I already had the data with me somewhere, whether it was URLs or files or product catalogs or whatever. So that's pretty much the seed of the idea of Q&A Maker, right? So what the vision we want to get to is that we want to sort of create a bot that answers questions about any kind of data that you might have, right? So that's where, what the vision is. Of course, what we do today is FAQs. Those of you who've used it probably are familiar with this. So the reason we chose FAQs is because FAQs are easier to handle because they have a good question and an answer structure. And they're also fairly common, right? Most companies have FAQ pages. So what the service does today is that you give it a bunch of FAQ URLs or files or whatever, documents, and it sort of extracts those, pulls out the patterns, ingests it, right? And then lets you train on it, right? It lets you give labels to make the relevance better, and then you can actually publish it as an endpoint, which you can then use in your bot or you can use in your app or whatever, right? So that's where the tool is today. Now, moving ahead, the way we see this evolving, So Q&A Maker is a great way to get started, right? You have FAQs, you get a bot in like minutes, right? But very soon, as you start using this tool, you will feel the need of an end-to-end lifecycle management of your knowledge base, right? Which pretty much means that you need a way to maintain your data, add metadata, train, labeling, all that stuff, the knowledge base management part. Then you will probably need a quick way to deploy stuff, right? The whatever changes you make, you need to deploy it to your endpoint. And finally, you need a feedback loop that people who use your service, how do they feel and how do you incorporate that back into your system? So this is what we think the next steps for Q&A Maker is. So we are going to sort of stretch on these three pivots of features to enable developers to sort of make your lifecycle management a little easier. So that's the demos I'm going to give today around these three areas. So that's pretty much the slides I have, right? So I'll just show you some demos. So okay, so here's the site, qnmaker.ai. Those of you who've not used it yet, that's pretty much what it is. It's part of Cognitive Services. It's under preview right now, but that's the website. So what I'm going to do right now is quickly create a knowledge base out of FAQs. So this is a good old Microsoft Store FAQ page. It has a bunch of Q&As, right, which no one reads, right? That's what the problem is. So what I'll do is I'll try to create a KB out of this, right? So let me go back to Q&A Maker, click on Create New Service, give it a name, Office Store FAQ, right? And just stick that URL here. I could add more files, but I'm not going to do that right now. And press Create. So now what's happening is the service is fetching the URL. It's extracting the Q&As from heuristics of what a question and answer looks like. And it's indexing it inside its storage, right? So this is what it pulled out. It's actually a table. I mean, the resolution is not that great. But you get the idea, right? So these are Q&As that it pulled out from that FAQ page. Now what I can do is I can edit any of these as I want, right? I can edit or I can add a new Q&A or delete a Q&A pair. What I can also do is actually start talking to this service right here, right? So this is my test tab, right? And now I can ask this KB questions and see what it answers. So let me try something. So let me ask it what is OneDrive. Right. So this is the corresponding match it found in its index. So if you notice, it's not just a text lookup. It's actually doing a fuzzy match. It's trying to find out NLP techniques. It's trying to do spell correction. It's trying to do alterations, right? And it's trying to find the best match out of your Q&A. So let me ask it one more question, right? Office, home, and personal. So this is a kind of ambiguous question. It's not really clear what the intent is, but this is definitely not the right answer for that, right? This has all the right keywords, right? But this is probably not the right answer. The right answer is probably the third one here, right? Which talks about what Office 365 Personal is and what Office 365 Home is. So what I do in this step is I ask the bot questions. It's not a bot, okay. It's not a bot yet, right? It's just a knowledge-based service at this point. But I can ask it questions, see what it responds with, and give labels, right? And once I give it labels, I can do a save retrain. And this actually ingests that labels and makes the model better. So you're talking to your service and making it better as you go along. So that's it. So I have trained my service. What I can also do, and this is a feature we just launched last week, is I can share this knowledge base with other people. And this is like a very useful thing, right? Because you have a team collaborating on a knowledge base. So multiple people need access. So here is how you share it with more people. I'll just add my Microsoft account here. Right? And just to invite, and that other person already sees this knowledge base in their list, right? And they can contribute to it. So what I did is I created a knowledge base. I can do edits. I tested it out. I shared it with people. Now let's go and publish it. So publish is a one-click operation. You click on publish. It shows you a diff. This diff is basically how your endpoint is getting updated, right? Because this is sort of updating the HTTP endpoint. And if you have production bots that's using this, you need to know what the diff is, right? So this shows a diff. It's a new one, so there's nothing in production. And I go and click publish. And that's it. I'm done. So I went from an FAQ to a knowledge-based service in minutes. And that's pretty much what the promise is, right? Of course. So now let's see what to do next, right? So let me just copy-paste this knowledge-based ID because I'm going to need it later and go back to my code. So I showed you how to create a knowledge base, but like I said, right, that's not a bot yet. So to make a bot, you need to use this service in your bot service code, right, and call that service. So I'm going to use like out of the box GitHub samples from Bot Framework. So I don't know how many of you use Bot Framework before. Few of you. So there's this concept called dialogues. Right? Dialogues are nothing but like modules or screens of your app. That's the analogy. So we have a Q&A maker dialog, which is nothing but a wrapper over your REST API. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to replace the knowledge base ID here. And that's my subscription key. Right? So that's how your KB is protected. It's a pair of knowledge base and subscription key GUIDs. Right? And I save this. This is the other one. I'll show this demo later. Let me show this one first. Right, and let me just run this locally. And to demo this, I'm going to use the bot emulator, right? It's really convenient because it's like running on localhost. So this guy restifies, and let me just refresh this. Okay, and let me see if the bot is up. There you go, right? So this hello is actually coming from the Q&A maker service, right? Now let me ask it some more questions, right? So does Office support Russian? So there's no such question in the knowledge base, right? But it was able to pull it out because the answer had Russian in it, right? So it's doing a lookup both on questions and answers. But questions have more weight because that's what the semantically it means. Now let's ask it something else, right? Let's ask it my subscription has expired. Right. So this is a kind of ambiguous question, right? It pulled out something about Office University and stuff, right? So now this is a problem with this dialogue, right? So you get a top match, and the top match might not be relevant, right? And this is a pretty frustrating experience for users. I think those of you who've used Q&A Maker would have seen this before, right? You get a keyword match, but it doesn't make sense to the user. So what we did was we started thinking on, hey, we have a step in the portal where the developer chooses the right answer. What if we make that step available to the end user, right? And that is what we did. We made an extension of. So let me show you that. So I'll go here. I think I copied the KB ID. Yes, I did. So let me stop this guy. and start the other one. Okay. And let me ask this. So what I just did was, this is an extension of the dialogue. It's again available on GitHub, right? So it has a concept of feedback built in, right? Let me just show you how that looks like. So let me ask it, my subscription has expired. Right, so now what this dialogue did was, it actually got the top N matches for that question, right? And it's actually a prompt dialogue. These are like boxes around it, that's not looking that good, but these are the different questions that this question matched to, right? And now the user has an opportunity to choose what the right question intent was, right? So this is helping the user sort of not getting blocked, right, with a bad answer. They have a choice to choose what the right answer is, or the right question is. So it looks like this question is probably the intent here, right? Which is like, hey, my subscription has ended, I haven't renewed it yet, what do I do, right? So what the user can do is simply click here, and then they get the answer for that question, right? So what we did here is we solved the first problem of the user not being blocked. Now the second part is this needs to flow back to the service, right? And this is exactly what the train API we just launched does. Is so now what's going to happen? I'm going to show you a new API in Postman. So this is, those of you who've used the API, we have API access to the entire knowledge base. You can do anything with the knowledge base with the APIs. So that's a new API called train, right, slash train. So this API takes in JSON data in this format, right? It takes in like the user question and the corresponding KB match in the knowledge base. But it's one thing to be aware of, right? Training feedback is kind of interesting. People can scam your system, right? One user can give the wrong answer multiple times, and then it could learn the wrong things. So what we have done is we need to see this pattern across unique users, right? And that's where that user ID comes in. So what I've done is I've like spoofed bulk training data with unique user IDs, and I'm just going to post it to my knowledge base. Let me copy paste the KB ID here. Okay. And send that across to my knowledge base, right? So if you use that dialogue, this happens automatically. You don't need to do anything, but just to show bulk training, that's why I'm using this. All right, so this was successful. Now going back to my knowledge base, this is the knowledge base I just created, right? So I do a save retrain, and now it tells me, hey, your knowledge base has been modified. What this means is the feedback mechanism has kicked in, and it has actually added an entry to my knowledge base, right? So let's see what it added. Okay, there you go. So this is the new row that was added to my knowledge base because of active learning, right? So what just happened is the process of the developer actually having to add manually, that's been sort of a little bit, I mean, alleviated with the crowdsourced way of adding stuff, right? So that's it. So I just do save retrain here. And over time, what should happen is as more and more users use your service, you should see more variations that get added to your knowledge base, and the bot sort of gets smarter over time, right? So that's what the idea is. So what we launched recently are this feature, the active learning feature, and the group access, which I just showed you, right? You can share it with more people and then come back to it. So that's pretty much, actually I'm done way before my time, but that's pretty much the demo. The other thing probably I'll mention since I have a few minutes, you don't want to keep showing those options to people all the time, right? If there are enough people that want the third answer, you just want to show that third answer, right? So that's built into the dialogue. So if there is one question that stands out in terms of confidence score from the other questions, it'll just show that. It's not going to show you all the questions all the time, right? So that's kind of built into the dialogue. But again, it's like really early days for the learning stuff. We really appreciate if you guys can try it out and give feedback on what you think. But I think at least from a user point of view, the multiple option thing is a big win, right? Because, yeah, I know the relevance isn't that great, right? Because we are trying to replicate a Bing search stack on Azure, right? It's not going to be that great. But it can learn over time is what the premise is, right? More people use, the better it gets over time. So that's what the pretty much what I had was just a few stuff here. So that's the website. Here are where the dialogues are. Q&A Maker dialogue, Akka MS. There is an Azure bot template. I don't know how many of you have seen the Azure bot service. There is a bot template for question and answer bots. You guys should take a look at that. There's a channel line recording as well. But it doesn't have the new features. It has what's there a little older, right? And that's it. That's pretty much what I had. Thank you very much.